Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. Welcome if you're just joining us. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network on Wednesdays, at least for the last segment of the day. I like to talk about anything but politics because it can be so depressing. And we got quite the gift this afternoon. After I got on the air, the Brewers secured their 12th win in a row against the struggling Pittsburgh Pirates. Brewers with 76 wins over 44 losses on the season, absolutely smoking the rest of the MLB, the hottest team in baseball by a long shot. It has been an absolutely miraculous ride. This afternoon's game included in that. As a result of their 12 straight wins, George Webb is going to be giving away free hamburgers. Were you around in 1987? Did you go get a free hamburger from George Webb? They gave away about 186,000 of them back in 1987. I want to hear your fond recollections. Are you going to get in line? Boy, did the Milwaukee area need this one, huh, folks? After all of these devastating floods, here's something to bring us together and give us some joy. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Dave from New Berlin on the text line says, no free burgers for Dave. I was all of 17 years old and too stupid to figure out what was better, a freaking hot dog or a hamburger. I recall being in a campground when the game-winning home run was hit. Oh, Dave, thanks for sharing your memories. Maybe you can cash in on a free burger this time around. Again, the Brewers' hotness cannot be understated. This is their fourth sweep. In other words, they won all three games against the Pirates, their fourth sweep in a row. That is just unheard of. And it's the second time in under 2 months that the Brewers have won 10 or more games in a row. That never happens. They've won six in a row at home. And today and yesterday, William Contreras seems to be coming out of his slump. It is incredibly exciting. Cam from Appleton on the text line saying, I couldn't eat those burgers back in 87, Maggie. I wasn't born yet. I remember standing in line with a couple of my good friends, Claire and Gretchen, getting that free burger. I think we were in line for over a couple of hours back in 87. I was in my double-digit years. I'm not going to give away exactly how old I was back then, but you can figure that math out. I think the Milwaukee Brewers, you've heard me talk about it before on this program, are incredibly special. I think the team itself reflects a lot of the spirit and character of not just Milwaukee, but the entire state. Not a lot of respect, often overlooked, nearly always underappreciated, and full of scrappy, hard workers that want to work together as a team to move forward. I think that describes Milwaukee to a T. I think it describes Wisconsin to a T. And I, other than Jesse Winker, and he doesn't count, I would ask you to find a Brewer or a former Brewer who's played here for more than a couple of seasons who will tell you that they basically didn't have the best time of their life playing here in Milwaukee. It is a universally held sentiment, and that's for one reason and one reason only. It's about the fans. We show up when they're doing crappy, we show up when they're doing amazing, and we cheer for our underdog Brewers. Why? Because we see ourselves in them. And I think this moment, these 12 wins, present such an amazing opportunity for us to see ourselves, not just in the Brewers, but in our fellow fans. For us to have a moment to come together across the state, to revel in our underdogness, to revel in our underappreciation, to revel in the fact that we overcome, we triumph, we persevere, we work hard. There's a few basic tenets that I believe in my personal and professional life. tell the truth, try hard, do good, and apologize when you screw it up, and then try again. These are things that I hope most of us believe in. And so I hope, again, in this moment with these incredible Brewers, this incredible underdog team who entered the season with no respect, with all prognosticators thinking there was no chance the Brewers would even be in the division hunt, let alone the hottest team in baseball sitting atop all MLB rankings at this point in the game, on track for over 100 wins this season. So let's take this moment not just to see ourselves in the Brewers, but to share this joy and see ourselves in each other. And perhaps most importantly, in those that we disagree with. To challenge ourselves to share the joy, to share what we love about the Milwaukee Brewers and about underdogs writ large, and to use that as a catalyst and a reminder that we are all called to find those points of shared values and to find bits of ourselves in one another, and especially, again, those who we disagree with. Roger from Stevens Point pointing out that Bob Uecker is our inspiration. I agree. Folks, that's going to do it for me today. I'll be back tomorrow. Let's have some fun tonight. I hope you're celebrating the Brewers' 12th win. I know I will be. That's going to do it for me. Remember, I'll stand up for you, and I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Go Crew!